Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Most women leave and go back to the abusive situation 7 to 12 times on average. So it is very common to not just leave, but to go back and then leave again. And, I mean, that's the cycle of leaving and going back, an average of 7 to 12 times. Another thing about leaving is that leaving is one of the most dangerous things that can be done, because domestic abuse is about power and control. And when someone leaves, they are getting away from and out of the overbearing power and control dynamic going on, which does trigger some more anger. And so you need to be careful about leaving, because that's when some more intense violence and even deaths can occur. And that's the big point. That's one of the most important things that we can say to someone when they come tell us is, one, I'm worried about your safety. And then two, I believe you. Those are the two things that they need to hear. There was a study done that said, what's the most helpful thing technique-wise that someone can do who's, you know, supporting someone who's in an abusive situation? And those who are suffering abuse said the most powerful thing that can be done is for someone to listen and believe me. And literally just saying, I believe you, and I'm sorry this has happened, and I'm worried about your safety. That brings it to the forefront and letting them know. This is the thing, that domestic abuse sometimes starts with the physical, and then, you know, once something physical is done, it might not happen again, because the tone's been set, the threat's been made. But sometimes it happens the other way. Sometimes it escalates up to physical violence. And once it does, it escalates more quickly to more and more violent, more intense, and more frequent on the physical violence. And it usually doesn't have a stopping point until a serious harm or death has occurred. And so making sure that person understands it is hard to leave, because for numerous reasons, there's numerous reasons that we can go through whenever you'd like to on why doesn't someone leave, but there's numerous reasons why it's hard to leave, it's hard to stay away, and it's dangerous to leave. But that's one of the most important things, is realizing that your safety, and if you have children, the safety of your children is at stake, and the pets. I mean, it's a volatile situation where they need a lot of help. They don't need marriage counseling at that point. They need police reports and advocacy and spiritual support. They need a team of people who are there for them to serve them.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.